Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, everything far, wide, and in between K-pop. The world of K-pop, of course. Mm-hmm. Looks like we'll be talking a good amount of stuff. We got some, of course, some comebacks. We're going to talk about there's a heavy string within this past week of comebacks for some of the girl groups we listened to, and so we got some music videos. We'll talk about some of the albums too. Of course, that means NMIX, Le Sserafim, and Stacy Girls, and gonna talk a little bit about Twice, more so like Misamo, because of something pretty interesting and funny that happened. Yes, it's related to the Major League Baseball, of course, MLB. Talking about some New Jeans stuff, because of course the never-ending saga between that bullshit of drama is always there. And BTS, of course, Stray Kids. Haley has some Stray Kids, of course. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about also some some concert festival lineup stuff going on. And we'll talk all about that on this week's episode. First, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't yet, because that always helps. Even leaving a rating on like Apple Podcasts or wherever you're tuning in goes a long way, really helps us out, of course, because, you know, we're just doing this from our dining room table. And Haley, what else can they check us out and what can they do?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just DM us there.
And many of you have. I feel like we've been chatting a lot. Yes, I'm actually reading DMs and
responding.
Back.
Yeah. Wow.
It's just funny how everyone, all of you, love to say, like, oh my God, it's Joko.
Right. That means you're like the rare candy, I guess.
Oh, rare candy. Yes. Do you not remember what a rare candy does in Pokemon?
Level up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, yes. Let's get started. This is week two of my post-concert depression for Baby Monster, of course. I'm just getting so much stuff on my algorithm, feeding me and making me sad and remembering everything. And it's like what we were talking about, like, you know how some people, we talked about that I think last episode, right, or one episode ago or something, where some people cope differently.
Right.
I'm the one that doesn't, I don't want to see more of it because I get more sad. And some people just want to get force feed themselves like a lot of content to like help with the post-concert depression or something. That's like how our friend Kevin is, I feel like.
Right. They just watch more.
Watches more and more. And then sends it to me, so it has a reverse effect. It's like you remember from Austin Powers, Fat Bastard?
Yeah.
It's like I eat because I'm sad, and I'm sad because I eat. And that's literally the cycle for me when I see Baby Monster. It makes me happy but sad, and then the depression continues on nonstop, never ending forever, till we see them again in Atlanta. Can't wait, and I really hope that Le Sserafim, because I still haven't yet, drops the damn dates in some cities for us, because we need to prepare, because we are adults and we need to actually, I don't know,
request
PTO from our actual jobs to be able to go to like some of the concerts and everything. So yeah, we kind of need to schedule that. And because it's not even as simple as requesting the PTO, we have to do it before someone else does. Because, like, you know how it is. There's, like, a limited amount of people that could take, like, the same day off sometimes. So, please, Hybe. Please, Source Music. Please, Le Sserafim. Have mercy. Let's see. Let's talk about some upcoming stuff going on in the world of live music. Here in the U.S., Haley kind of gave us a preview of this. She did mention a festival.
Yes.
One of the biggest ones on the East Coast, especially. Lollapalooza.
Chicago.
Dropped their lineup. It's a pretty good lineup, especially if you like the lineup. But of course, we'll talk about the K-pop ones. And headlining is
Twice.
So, I mean, they've been getting a major headliner in terms of the world of K-pop. I feel like every year they had the J-Hope. They had Stray Kids. Like,
they had new jeans.
And it's now it's Twice for this year, it looks like. But they're not the only K-pop, I guess, guests and performers for this
concert. There's actually quite a lot. They have Boy Next Door, Kickflip, Cat's Eye, Extraordinary Heroes.
You sounded so weird when you said Boy Next Door.
Because like, at first I was like, yay, good for them. Like, they're going to get exposure and stuff, I guess. But then at the same time, I looked at the dates that Chicago Lollapalooza.
Not good for you.
Not good, because it falls exactly on the same dates as KCON LA. So that means Boy Next Door and Kickflip, who I wanted to go this year, are not going to come to KCON. This is just my prediction, because I'm like, maybe they could perform on the first day and then, like, fly to LA, because some groups have done that, but I don't know what day they're performing and
you better
like
hope and wish.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's, like, less plausible, but at the same time, the possibility is there.
I mean, it's still possible, because, like, I know Stray Kids, like, flew in from Japan, like, the day of...
Wasn't that Lino?
Yeah, it was Lino.
But then, see, this is, like, a whole group, and I feel like, oh, man. I don't know if they're just going to have them. We'll see, though.
I don't know. Like, it's not crossed out. But then at the same time, I'm just like, if they just announce a world tour here in North America, because they're still doing their knock on volume one in, like, Asia right now. So there's going to be, like, a volume two, which is going to be North America, I'm hoping, and then, like, maybe Europe. They haven't announced that yet. So that's what I'm banking on.
And if KCON weekend is the same weekend, which you said was August 1 through 3 as Lollapalooza, that means we won't get KCON's lineup till like the freaking beginning of July or end of June, because of how they always wait till like a month before.
They give out hints and stuff. But
oh my gosh. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, Twice headlining. It's nice that like Twice is finally doing it. I feel like it's almost like overdue as well for them.
Right.
And it's just like, I'm like happy. You know, okay, like as a fan, as a once, we're all obviously super excited, super happy. I'm sure it's going to be a lot, like a really great time, especially for the members to be able to perform on like such a stage, like,
like as, a festival stage.
As Lollapalooza, like iconically, it's like, that's like the East Coast thing. And then obviously here on our side, we have Coachella.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Twice headlining there, it's a pretty big deal, especially for them. Like I said, I feel like it's like long overdue. But at the same time, I always have, you know, like in the back of my mind, because as like a fan that loves going to their concerts and everything, it sucks too. First off, like I think the itch for going to music festivals in general for me, and especially Haley, I don't think even Haley ever had the itch.
No, I was never interested.
She had the complete opposite of whatever an itch is. What is the opposite?
Non-itchy?
Sure. Okay, we'll take that. So, I mean, I used to like going to the music festivals. I used to go Coachella a lot. Some of you may have known that from like the previous episodes. I've always brought that up. That was like back when like I was in college and like a little bit after college. So that's maybe like about... Oh, man, I don't even want to say it. It's definitely 10 plus years now.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun and everything. And it's just like, you know, it's fun if you're like going and there's a lot of artists that you really like and enjoy. And you want to vibe, hang out, just listen to the music, see all these different... Because it's like a sampler platter of like... It's like a Costco for music.
Yeah.
Because you get like samplers of like... different artists from different stages. Well, actually, I don't know. Lollapalooza is... There's multiple stages,
there's
right?
I think there's multiple stages,
okay,
yeah.
So, yeah. But it's, like, a little bit different. But, like... Yeah, so you get to, like, sample and listen and vibe and hang out with, like, thousands, tens of thousands of other...
A lot
That's
of
the
people.
Part that Kaylee definitely hates.
Turn
is
off.
That's a big turn
it's
off
like
for
sardines.
Her.
It's like sardines.
I mean, if you look at how Lollapalooza has looked on the pictures within the past previous years for the K-pop acts...
right.
They were definitely like sardines, like the freaking that SpongeBob episode in the first episode. Yeah, so all the meeps everywhere. And I mean, for me now, especially looking at that, it's just like, oh, man, I like when I see it myself, I feel like I'm drained.
I feel nauseous looking at it. I'm like, oh, God.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. And the problem is, too, it's like especially like if you're like, really into like going to the concerts and like really seeing your artists and like trying to get personal interactions or like their attention.
Festivals
especially if
are not it.
You cannot you definitely cannot. Like no matter what, they barely like.
No.
They will not even barely. They will not interact on a one-to-one individual level because like the whole performance is condensed because it's shorter. Because they have a limited amount of time, like a stage time.
Mm-hmm.
So like what? It's like you'll see them only for an hour. They'll probably they won't be doing all the different songs. It's kind of like nonstop, like performances for the most part.
They don't really talk either.
So, I mean, especially twice, barely, like, any of them really, like, speak, like, full, like, fluent English. But even when Stray Kids,
I feel like they just, like, okay, this is the next song kind of thing. That's, like, oh, but, yay, Lollapalooza.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, what's up, everyone, Lollapalooza.
We love you.
Oh, I forgot IVE, too. IVE did do that as well. Mm-hmm. And, it's just, I feel like if you're looking for if you're looking for, like, the classic K-pop experience where, like, you want to interact and get, like, all those fun moments, go to a regular concert.
Yeah.
Like, because another thing too, if you think about it, the price of Coachella now is already like almost like it's basically the retail price as Barricade? A Barricade ticket to like any concert.
Right.
To some artists, it's probably like the price of two. Mm-hmm. And you know, especially if you're traveling, you're not, so that means you have to also pay for the airfare, you gotta pay for lodging. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just like it all adds up. And then all of that could go to, like, my Le Sserafim World Tour. Mm-hmm. All that, like, is probably still less than how much we're going to pay for going to Baby Monster in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, you kind of have to. The thing is, my sister would go Lollapalooza, and she's, like, a huge
one. Right. I mean, we have friends that love these festivals. Like, they wait for the next year for, like, Coachella or Lollapalooza. This is what they want. But we're not like that.
But I mean, like, if there was a lot of artists that I really like, like, if you threw in, like, more Blink-182, like, all these other, like, alternative rock groups and all this stuff that I used to listen to, then sure, there's a possibility. Well, not for Lollapalooza, but for Coachella, because it's closer.
Right.
And then maybe you have my attention. But at the same time, I would go back and think about it, and then as soon as I think about it, I'm like, I'd rather go see Twice, like, in their actual concert, like, have 3 hours of fun with just them, and it's, like, only them. Same with, like, Baby Monster, same with, like, any of the groups, like, Le Sserafim coming up.
Right.
So
I feel like the closest thing that I've done, while you were going to, like, Coachella and stuff, I was at KCON since, like, the first time that they came out.
I mean, even G-Dragon, too, like, was there.
Right, I mean, but that's my kind of, like, festival. I mean, like, it's not a festival, interesting too. But it's like a sampler as well.
That's true, because it's cool how it's set up, because it's you know, I go to, like, Anime Expo, so I've been used to going conventions like Anime Expo for obviously for years, like,
right,
even before I went to college. I even went to, like, a Warped Tour. I used to go Warped Tour a lot in high school.
Vans Warped Tour.
So I kind of see, like, the fun and appeal for it. And at the same time, like you said, KCON is a little bit different, because it's cool because it's a convention, but you have a concert, exactly, like a sampler concert with all these artists, like, condensed together in the evening. But I don't know, flying all the way here, especially how much, like, the prices are, especially for, like, something like Lollapalooza, I would really rather just put that money into a VIP ticket for, like, I mean, we're seeing Blackpink already in the pit.
Exactly.
So I will run around and chase Jennie wherever she goes while we're in that pit. And Haley will record me running around.
And then I feel like, because we saw Jennie already as well. Because I know she's going to, and Lisa, like, are going to be at Coachella this year, along with XGN and Hyphen.
Man, what a...
So, like, they're really, really good. It's a good lineup for K-pop, but still wouldn't do it. Unless, not, like, even if Stray Kids went. Not even if, Boy Next Door is going to freaking Lollapalooza. I'm not even interested to go.
I feel like, yeah, like, it's tough. But, sometimes, okay, so if someone were to offer us, like, sometimes, like, people get, like, offer us, like, oh, our friend can't go, we'll give you, like, a ticket for half off. We were really considering one time, but I'm like, it's okay, because it was, other stuff was going on. But, I mean, those are the only times I think we would ever really consider it at all, if anything. But, like I said, like, the festival prices are just, you know, it's way up compared to when I went Coachella. Coachella was, like, I think 3-day weekend I paid was, like, $375.
But, I mean, everything's expensive. That's, like, unheard. Well, yeah,
exactly.
Now.
So, it's, like, everything is completely different.
Because K-pop concerts weren't this expensive.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, my
you're
God.
Right.
The first K-Con, do you you're know right. I paid six? Was it 60? Maybe it was $40 for, like, the convention and concert.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, $40 to $60. So, yeah. There you go.
That was BTS, like, over 10 was years at ago. KCON before and everything, yeah, right? So that's, it's, like, where I insane first saw them. To think that you saw BTS at KCON, isn't
and
that wild?
I mean, I've seen all of them, honestly, and it's like I didn't appreciate it back then because I didn't know how huge K-pop was going to get.
You had no idea, especially after 2020 hit. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the pandemic,
right?
K-poppers, like, all the K-pop stands and everything. That's like when the influx of everything was going on, and I mean, yeah. So, like, seeing twice going to this is awesome. Mm-hmm. I feel like I didn't even bring this up because I kind of got backtracked and distracted mm-hmm. from what I was trying to originally say. But, like, yeah, it's going to suck, too, because this gives them so much more, like, publicity.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It, like, it blows up groups, to be honest.
That's why I'm kind of upset Boy Next Door is going.
So, yeah, Haley is legitimately concerned for a reason. Of course, like, twice is already big enough, but then, like, now you're going to get so many normies watching them and like, ooh, like, oh, who's that? She's cute. Or like, oh, this song is really fun. Or
yeah,
this is exactly what happened with Blackpink when they went to Coachella the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of screwed us over in terms of like all of my fellow Blinks trying to get concert tickets.
Because mm-hmm.
all the normies will now want to go to the concerts. And like, it's like shit. It's not like Twice tickets were easy to get anymore anyways.
Right.
It's already been... It's going to be rough, and it's going to get worse, I feel like. So prepare yourself, brace yourselves, because that's what's going to happen. A lot of, like, normies, a lot of scalpers, because they know how, like, popular it is. It's really going to be worse than what it probably is already. Mm-hmm. Will be coming and attacking you and fighting against you for the glory of barricade tickets or just tickets in general for mm-hmm. whenever Twice drops. And Boy Next Door, for
yeah,
that matter,
yeah, and then
matter,
look Haley. At Kickflip. They haven't, like, done a tour or anything yet, but then they're going to get... a lot of exposure doing Coachella. I mean, not Coachella. Lollapalooza.
I mean, even Cat's Eye is going to Lollapalooza.
I mean, I feel
and
like they're
like,
kind of up there already.
And then, like, globally, because it's like, or like, I mean, Western culture-wise,
they're very
it's
well known.
Way mm-hmm. easier to get into Cat's Eye, too. So people
right.
were going to see them for the first time and be like, oh, what's this group? Like,
oh,
oh
yeah,
this is cool.
Sure.
And it's like, because they're all, it's like
they're
multi-ethnic,
mixed, yeah.
like, group. It's more appealing, plus it's all in English.
English, yeah.
Everyone speaks English.
And
like,
they're sexy,
so
too, so I feel like it's more appealing.
Well, yeah, they got
to
the thickness, they got the health going on.
Mm-hmm.
100%. So, yeah, that's going to be... That's Lollapalooza, August 1st to the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to go, let us know. You can hit us up and let us know, like, oh, I think I'm going to go. Because mm-hmm. I know some of our listeners have
gone.
Been going.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's cool that you guys are going. But, I don't. Yeah, we're not going. So,
obviously.
Let's see. I mean, there's some other interesting stuff in terms of, like, performances and stuff. A lot of them was happening in Korea, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because... aespa finished up their whole tour. They did like the encore tour
mm-hmm.
in Seoul, and then Jennie also did her mm-hmm. Final performance out of, you know, like the two shows here in LA,
right.
The one show in New York, and it's just crazy and really cool to see it, because when they're back in Korea,
yeah,
because everyone, you know, like all the K-pop idols and all everyone, you
lives
know, they're
there.
In Korea,
yeah.
right? They kind of live in Korea, and so you get to see all these amazing, awesome, like, multi-stand moments,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, stuff that we really enjoy. Like, they even show G-Dragon, like, on the jumbo screen of, like, at
for
the aespa concert.
That was so funny.
So, like, aespa's really cute, too, because, like, I think, like, the managers or, like, whoever's working there, like, they figure out and see all the different artists that
who's
are there.
There.
It's, like, so they kind of go down a list. I remember there was, like, videos. Like, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. There was, like, Yujin and Lisa from IVE.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I think right next to them is, like, or near them is... Nayeon, and she's sitting next to like Ryujin,
mm-hmm.
and then funny enough, like G-Dragon popped up on the screen, and you and I, you saw that too, right? The video.
Oh yeah, I saw multiple angles of it. So basically, they put, you know, those dance challenges where they have like the audience dance to whatever they have up on the screen. So it was Whiplash.
Woohoo,
so G-Dragon was put on the jumbo screen, and so he shyly got up, and then he started doing the Whiplash dance.
Oh,
but then
God.
He is so funny and awkward, so like instead of it being like the actual dance, he kind of added his own flair to it, and it made it look like he was like an old man
like he was
trying to crack his back and neck,
oh
basically.
My gosh, it was
so people
funny
were calling it like the back cracker dance or something.
It's so funny, and
he's
so
cute.
It's just funny because like you said, he's just so awkward, and like the
he
way
is.
He's doing it, and plus he dresses up like an
Ajuma.
Ajuma already.
He has, like, that scarf and everything.
So it's just funny, like, he's doing it. He's a good sport, at least. He's, like,
he
dancing. Because, I
yeah.
mean, like, he did have Karina on his music video.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's, like, the
so
least
sure
he could
friends.
Do.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, yeah, so they just go through the whole crowd. It's pretty, it's always fun. There's so many, I think we may have reposted a few reels that mm-hmm. we came across. And also with Jennie, too, so... Obviously, her outfits were not as provocative and revealing as the
Seoul,
ones here in LA
course.
And New York. But Nonetheless, like, man, the amount of people that went there, of course, it was nice and cute because Rosé was there. And then, like, they took pictures and everything together after the show. But one of the crazy, interesting ones for me, too, like, for Jenny's was, do you know who I'm going to bring up?
Jungkook?
Was he at aespa or was it Jennie?
Oh, I forgot.
I think he was at aespa.
He was at one of those concerts, but it was so funny because he was, like, covered. Like, you could only see his eyes.
I was like, how the hell is he even, how can he see anything?
How can people spot him?
If anything, it's more, it's, like, you could tell it's him more so, I feel like, because, like, he's covered head to toe. You're like, this person is probably someone important.
It's so funny because, like, a lot of these idols, I'm like, they have a lot of freedom. Being, like, in the military. I know they get days off and stuff like that, but, man, he goes to a lot of concerts while he's still, like, in the military. I mean, good for him, honestly.
Freaking Jungkook, though. But, yeah, like, he was, like, his mask covered, like, his whole face except his eyes. And, like, he had that big-ass hood, and it was pretty funny.
But who were you going to say, though?
I was going to say the one that it stung. I saw NewJeans, a.k.a. and Jay-Z.
They were there.
I mean, honestly, like, Jennie and Minji are Chanel sisters, too, kind of, if you think about it. But it was interesting enough because I think all the members were there. But then I think at the after party event or whatever, like, they took, like, those, what are those photos called? Yeah, the photo booth ones, like the four cuts.
Yeah.
She took a picture with Honey, with Minji, and Danny.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, oh, man, this hurts.
The other two went home.
They're like, oh, it's past
underage.
Past Haynes curfew, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, man, it was, like, so nice to see, especially because, you know, Jennie is, like, honestly, Jennie was, you know, my alt bias for a long time. And then Sonic happened. But then she was still up there. And I said Minji was, like, up there for me for, like, you know, when she became my bias. So it's like, cool to see it, but it stings with all the drama going on, which, of course, we're still going to talk about. And, yeah, with that said, I think this is a good time to remember to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and wherever you're tuning in, please just even, like, leave a rating and, you know, that five-star Michelin. Felix likes that. And, Haley, where else can they check us out?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
All right. I think we should finally get into the comebacks and music videos, right? Because there seems to be a decent amount of comebacks popping up now. Plus, we did watch a few music videos that I kind of want to discuss, too. First off, let's do comebacks. March 19th. I think it's already going to be happening and dropped
right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
But Mark, our boy from NCT, he's having his plus 82 press in featuring Haechan. I think it's just like a single. Yeah, so there's that. So March 21st, Haley.
Yeah, so
explain this to me. What's going on here?
So for Stray Kids, they are releasing a mixtape, Dominate. And this one is going to, I think I mentioned it last week too, it's going to have the Korean version of Giant, because originally it was just on the Japanese album.
Is that Giant? Is that the right
song? Something like that. And then
is that the right song? Or am I thinking of Mountains?
Mountains.
Oh shit, what is Giant?
I forgot, but it's the one where they're running through the tunnels and stuff with the eggs.
Whoa, I'm more confused now.
Okay, anyway, so there'll be a Korean version, but they're also dropping 4 new songs, and it's going to be their unit songs. So that's exciting.
Oh, this is the one where we're like Red Lights Part 2 kind of.
Exactly.
We're thinking.
Bangchan and Hyunjin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll get more into that at the Stray Kids part.
And let's see. J-Hope also is going to be finally dropping. Everyone kind of knows about this one. It's finally coming up. But Mona Lisa. Mm-hmm. So that single is going to be dropping the same day. That's a powerhouse comeback.
I did see that he was going to be on Studio Choom for Mona Lisa as well.
Oh,
which is cool.
Yeah, so I mean, me and Haley, we're always watching Studio Choom, I feel like. So definitely check out Studio Choom. A lot of your artists have probably performed there. It's like one of the best dance like video studios for like their performances. Like it's just straight up
dance.
Them dancing the whole time, and it's great.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's move to March 24th. We got Extraordinary Heroes, their 6th mini album, Beautiful Mind. Then Ten, another NCT man, is gonna be dropping his 2nd mini album called Stunner. And of course, you can't forget, Ten was in that awesome music video slash song
that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, with it's a mini song, and it's called Obsession. Let's see what Haley did there. Yeah, so mini and 10 songs, still really good. March 26th, we got Cravity, their Japanese second EP called Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean.
March 31st, we got Izna. Sign is going to be their first digital single. I think this might be their second musical drop. I don't remember if there was anything that's been dropping ever since the initial debut.
Right.
Niziu, of course, from the JYP family for the Japanese branch. Loveline is going to be their second Korean single album. So they're actually doing a Korean album. Interesting. Then we have Tempest Re, Full of Youth. It's going to be their sixth mini album already. Dang, okay. And I think this is where we should start talking about music videos. Besides these three girl groups, and I'm talking about NMIX, Stacy, and Le Sserafim, was there any other music videos we watched or no?
Nope.
There was nothing else, right? Trying to recall if there was anything. No. Okay, so it's just these three. We watched NMIX. We'll start with them first. The song is called Know About Me. So this is also from, you know, the final chapter of their FE304 series, right? What did you think of the song and of the music video? Because actually they had a regular music video, of course, but they also dropped like a performance video at the same time.
Yeah, so I do like this song.
Me too.
Yes. As well as High Horse.
Yeah, High Horse was that one where we saw the trailers first and we finally had it. It was... I like the sounds of these two.
And I wish the other albums, part of the album sounded like that. But anyway, the music video, I like the performance video more than the music video.
The regular music video was interesting. I mean, because it's like cool because they're like in some spaceship in the ocean and it flew up to the sky.
Like in an observatory deck kind of thing.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Like, and then like, it was some weird like submarine spaceship kind of effect going on. But... to kind of piggyback on what Haley said, yeah, the performance music video, man, that was really nice. You could, like, you have to give props to the camera work and the special effects.
Yeah.
Like, it's so simple, but it's so, like, clean.
Dynamic.
Yeah, it's clean cut, dynamic. Just, like, the way that they transition from like, each member, the zoom outs, the zoom ins, the other different angles. Wow. It's, like, honestly... in the like out of a lot of performance videos we've been watching, I might say this is like a good video to use as a comparison, right? Like because this is like I feel like what a lot of videos should be. Like the way that they use everything is perfect. Plus a lot of it is actually like animated, right? Is that what you're saying?
Like the background?
Yeah, some of the backgrounds
seem like it. I mean, I don't know if they built like a whole like
there could be sets.
To be honest,
with how much they've probably put into...
we'd have to watch the behind the scenes.
That's true, too. That's true. With how much Stray Kids and Twice makes for JYP, the funding is there. It's just like how Baby Monster, the funding is there because of Blackpink, right? So I feel like it's the same way with NMIX because I feel like it was super, super like...
high budget.
Super high budget. It was really good, though. I like the song a lot. Like Haley kind of like hinted at... I did not really enjoy the rest of the album. I like the last song. I forgot the name of the last song. But, I mean, there's a couple songs. Because the first one, like, the order is High Horse. Then it goes straight to Know About Me. Then the next two songs, I'm like kind of like, eh, whatever. Then I think I like the last song. I'm trying to remember if it's five or six songs.
I think it's five.
But it was super enjoyable. I really liked it a lot. It's nice because that means, you know, we're like anticipating the world tour should be coming up since they haven't had a full world tour like in a year or two now. So it should be coming up. And now that they have a
six
comeback
songs, never mind.
Six songs. Ocean. Right. I think it might have been Ocean. It definitely was not Slingshot.
Not Slingshot.
It was definitely not Slingshot.
I mean, some people like that kind of
sound.
I know.
It's true.
Not us.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Six songs. And so overall, I mean, what do you think? Will we be seeing NMIX, you think, if they tour?
I don't know. I mean, it's up to you, to be honest.
So I just go by myself?
It's honestly up to you. I don't mind.
Okay.
If I go or not.
Okay, good to know. So we'll figure it out when it happens.
I feel like you always ask me that and then you're just like sad when I don't go. And then you always end up bringing me later on.
Okay, I'll be strong, independent man and be able to go. I'll just go with, I mean, for sure, because one of our friends, like, his ultimate group is Enmix, so I'm pretty sure he's going to go. And let's see, I think we should move on to the next one. The next music video we checked out was Stacy. Is it Babe or BB?
Baby.
Or Baby. Baby. So, this music video, pretty good. You know the styling for all of them? This is their thing. This is like their... This is their mature era.
Yeah.
For sure, right?
Actually, this was a pretty high budget
music video. I liked it too.
A lot of outfit changes.
And then like all the styling and direction, super different. And it's like, you know, it's kind of showing their like more edgy or mature side, which is cool. I feel like they need it because I know that their last full album did not do really well, which was kind of sad. But this definitely will help a lot. The song itself is pretty damn good too. Mm-hmm. Super catchy. Like they did a really fantastic job, whoever produced this song as well.
And the rest of, I think there's three songs on that album.
Yeah. It's one of those, mini albums as well. All the songs are good. So this is a really good comeback. Hopefully it helps them like kind of go in the right direction this time.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it'll help pivot them. And,
I saw them promoting Dance Challenge with Hoshi.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Yun and Hoshi, the two tigers.
The two tigers. Oh, you're right. I didn't even think about
that's
that.
Why
the tigers.
They
oh, shit. That makes sure sense. Why. Oh, my God. That flew past my head. So, yeah, if you didn't know, Yun from Stacy, she is also known as like the tiger, the baby tiger. And, of course, we all know Hoshi.
Oh, she's the king of the tigers.
Horang. King Horang. So I like the music video. What did you, you said you liked it too, right? Like how they were styled.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. Cause yeah, it's so much more mature. Like I said, and it's like, I remember like looking at Soomin. I'm like, that's Soomin?
Right.
Like she looks totally different. And it's pretty cool. Like seeing them like in this like era. Cause right. I think this might be their last year for their contract.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will definitely see what happens. We also, right after it played, like, it continued playing something. And it was a Killing Voice episode. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know. I guess that was really recent, too, right?
Yeah, it just came out.
Of course.
To promote their
The comeback. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar, Killing Voice is a really great YouTube channel where they really focus on the vocals of the groups. And it's like a little medley of like a lot of their hit songs, a couple B-sides that are popular. And it's fantastic. I think this one, it's usually like almost 20 minutes long. And it's like nonstop. Like it's a nonstop medley. It's really fun and it's really good.
There's many groups that have been
so
on
many
there.
Groups. Yeah. We're talking about like Twice. 17.
Got seven.
17's was really fun
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
like,
it was. There's so many of them.
But like like there's so many groups, so it's really nice to see Stacy Girls. Oh, also that Stacy Girls part was interesting.
They added it in there, like as part of the after chorus. I don't know what it was. Like they have a verse in there where they're like Stacy Girls going down.
But Yun says it differently. It's not like that same Stacy Girl.
Not.
It's like it's more like I don't know, like it's more like edgier.
Yeah.
It's like it's really different. So it was really cool. It was like, ooh, that's surprising, especially if you're like a Swift and you know how they usually do that. So that was pretty cool. And overall, great album. Definitely recommend it if you haven't checked it out yet. I do recommend Enmix, of course, still. Like we still recommend hearing Enmix out, but because you might like
they have very, very good vocals.
I know, right? They're one of the top level vocal groups for sure. Mm-hmm. And like seeing Baby Monster now, I feel like they could compete like at that level of like vocally because Enmix is a very strong vocal group. Yeah. They have some really serious,
they have really good
like,
control.
Like heavy hitters, like that could hit so many different notes, and like the control, like you said, is crazy. Especially they have someone named Lily,
right?
Who's insane. Yep. I mean, Baby Monster has Ahyeon. I know she, like a lot of people say, she's more so just yelling, but
yeah,
I feel like
she doesn't have
full control yet.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But she's definitely getting better. Like I feel like way better compared to like how she was before. So just wait. I mean, till all of them start get like really. Getting some more mileage on their like experience and everything.
Right,
looking forward to that.
Years.
Because I mean, Enmix, isn't that crazy enough? Like thinking about it, they've been out for a while now.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Has it been like 4 years?
Five, maybe.
Oh my god! Time
isn't it since like the pandemic.
I think
like 2020?
You're right. Time is flying. That's insane. And also, don't forget, you can check out Enmix and like Hearts to Hearts. They'll be at like Wango Tango.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who else is going. Is Cat's Eye?
Cat's Eye.
They're always there. Mm-hmm. They're here for everything. Hybe is doing a good job with Cat's Eye.
Yeah, they're doing really good.
Cat's Eye was even in Japan.
Yeah.
Doing KCON Japan and other stuff, right? I think. So check out Stacy. Check out Killing Voice in general because you'll find your group and or at least one of the groups you listen to and you're going to be like, oh, this is great. Like like I said, like the vocals and just the medleys are super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, actually someone had even messaged me like, are you going to talk about this?
Of course, the comeback?
Of course I'm going to talk about Le Sserafim. Of course I'm going to talk about Hot.
Oh my God. This album, honestly, the best.
Oh, this is the first I'm hearing this from Haley too.
I always listen to it when I'm driving to work.
So, I mean, there you go. We got the final part from this chapter too because easy, crazy, hot.
Mm-hmm.
I can make it unless there's going to be something called I Can Make It
Maybe.
After this. So, Hot, Le Sserafim's comeback. Can I just chef's kiss? That's a chef's kiss right there. Because not only am I biased for Le Sserafim, who is, it's hard right now these days. They're in my top five, but my top five keep moving around. If anything,
depending
top four.
On who you see.
So obviously, like, Blackpink and Baby Monster, like, up there right now, too. Because I feel like I haven't really gotten much Twice stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But Le Sserafim.
New Jeans is just fallen.
How the mighty have fallen.
Right.
We'll talk about New Jeans in a little bit, of course. But let's talk about Le Sserafim because this is more important because Hot is fucking hot.
It's so
good.
It's
a good album.
But and, you know what's interesting? Because we kind of felt like it sounded like another song.
Oh, isn't this crazy enough?
Yeah.
If you've listened to the song Hot and, you know, not to be confused with the whole album, which is also called Hot.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fellow once, you may have caught on to this, but... it has a very similar beat and, like, tune to...
Chewie's solo song, Run to You? Run Away?
Run to You.
Is it Run Away?
Oh, by Stacy. No. Yeah, Run Away.
Yeah.
That was, like, kind of mind-blowing when I kind of heard it. I was like, oh, shit, it's very similar.
It is. I was like, no wonder I like this song.
No wonder it's catchy. But overall, like, super fun. The music video, too, it's, like, it's a Le Sserafim music video. That's all I can say. Like, they have a specific style. And
they do. It's like, very, like, quirky.
Quirky edginess, always. But, like random, but, like, it looks cool. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's very Le Sserafim.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, let's talk about the album. Fantastic.
Every song. Really, like, really good.
A lot of K-pop groups don't do this as often anymore, let alone, like, because they used to do that before. They used to have, like, an intro, right?
I feel like ENHYPEN still does.
Well, makes sense because ENHYPEN is part of Source Music as well. So they're, like, the brothers of Le Sserafim. But so with Hot, we have another, like, one of those songs where it's, like, where one of those intros that's a song, but they're just talking.
Right.
I really like this one, Born Fire.
Because, like, the music in the back sounds really good, too.
It sounds so good. It's composed so well. It's so, like, so avant-garde.
I don't even know. Chasing Lightning?
Yeah.
See, I really like
that
one.
That was long,
one.
Too. That was actually pretty long compared to this one. But, yeah, Chasing Lightning was fantastic. Mm. Not to mention, loved playing that on Rhythm Hive.
Right.
That definitely leveled us up, especially if we play on Super Hard. Born Fire was fantastic. Of course, that was followed up by Hot, their title track / the name of the album. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like Hot as well?
Yes.
And I think they released an English version, too. I haven't checked it out. But yeah, so there's an English version for Hot also. Followed by Come Over. See, Come Over is really good.
It is.
Like, the beat and the tune, it's so, like, reminds me of, like, lounge music.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I feel like it's really good. The only problem is this album also has two songs called Ash and So Cynical that, like, as good as Come Over is, man.
Ash is the best.
Ash is
for me.
That
me
is
too.
Personally my fucking favorite song. As soon as I heard the first, like the first 10 seconds, I was like, oh my fucking God, this is good already.
I wish they would do I wish they promoted that one as well.
I think you never know, because remember with Le Sserafim, like, remember the Eve, the Psyche, and the Bluebeard's wife?
Like, I feel like a lot of their B-sides get more.
Oh my God,
viral.
Don't even get me started with Impurities and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I love all that shit, but I cannot wait for the 100% they've worked on a video for Ash.
I I hope so.
I cannot wait for that to drop. That is my favorite one. Like, if you listen, if you haven't listened to it, first pause this and listen to this album. Mm-hmm. Second, Ash is definitely my favorite, but So Cynical is actually like so close to it for me, because like it's such a good song too. Like the producers, the production team that they have for them right now, they're really good, and it's good because like they, I feel like they're keeping on target with their theme, right? With That's their true. Sound. Like, instead of bouncing around, it's like when you hear this, these songs, it's like, oh, like, that's a Le Sserafim song. And I really appreciate that. I think we've talked about that, too. You know, like, as quirky and as, like, crazy as some of NMIXX's stuff are, they've been sticking to, like, kind of their, like...
Yeah, it sounds like
image. NMIXX. It sounds like NMIXX, right? So, I really appreciate it. I really haven't been... I've been enjoying it. This is probably, so far... my favorite album of this year.
Jenny.
I like Jenny's a lot, but, but I mean, like, shit, that's true, too.
I was like, I really like Jenny's album, too.
Shit, you're right. Jenny's album is up there. Oh, okay, so this is kind of tied then for Jenny's album. Man, because I love Handlebars. And
her whole album is
Zen
really
is
good.
Fucking amazing, too. Like, see, the vibes I get from Zen is kind of reminds me of Ash.
Right.
Like, maybe it's just like this weird EDM sound. That,
I think
like,
it is.
Like, I don't know why.
It's like when I hear certain songs, I'm like, Joko will like this song.
I didn't really rave that much in college. I just went to like clubs and stuff. Right. But then this is, I don't know, something about this. Because, you know, we went to this Second Sky like festival for Porter Robinson a couple years back. And like, I love Maddie on. So this is like type of style and sound. It's like, damn. Yeah. This is like what I really like, so I'm a little biased, but I mean, I can be.
I mean, it's not for everyone, but you guys should be. But you guys know our like
taste by now, yeah. 100%. So if you haven't checked it out yet, 100% recommend "Hot" by Le Sserafim. It's definitely up there. Yeah. So yeah, you're right. Jenny's album was so good. Then Rosé's album is still freaking amazing.
I love Rosé's album too.
But yeah, so most likely it's Jenny next to Le Sserafim for me for the top albums for this year for me. And I think that's it for that part. So don't forget to also like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Drink some water because it's a water bathroom break. I forgot to mention that the last break. That's very important. Hydration, of course. And what's also important is to like, follow, subscribe, and leave us a rating. 5 stars always helps. And Haley, where else can they check us out? What can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just DM us there.
Exactly. And I think we could continue on to the world of Twice and NewJeans for this part. Twice, Miss Samo. So it was really cool. I think there was like an exhibition game for MLB with Major League Baseball, and it was the Dodgers versus the Tigers in Tokyo. So that, of course, I can't even imagine how
crazy.
Like, I'm sure there was so many fans just outside the stadium that couldn't get tickets if like it sold out.
They love baseball.
That is their sport. Yeah. If anything, that's like their pastime now too. And I mean, the Tigers are a huge team.
Yeah.
So this is like big team. Like, I think I even have... Do I have a hunch in Tigers?
I think so.
I have a jersey somewhere. Yeah. Where the F is it?
Somewhere.
Now that I thought about it. What the fuck? I do have a hunch in Tigers jersey somewhere, I think.
Because you said it looked cool.
I love their jersey. Yeah. And then it's cool because, yeah, they're going against the Dodgers. And of course, that means for Japan, we're going to fly in Misamo. Of course, that's Mina, that's Sana, and Momo. We're going to fly them in and do the first pitch of the game. So the really cool part was, and I loved it too, is all three of them actually pitch at the same time to three catchers also. Even Momo, like, it's funny because they, you know, like the vlogs and everything, like show them practicing beforehand.
Yeah.
It's just funny because like Momo was practicing. She was literally hitting and
throwing
it to everyone but the catcher.
Yeah.
I mean, she finally got it in a few practice throws. But if anything, you know who needed more practice?
Sana.
My girl Sana. Damn, she needed more practice for sure.
I feel like nervous.
Did you see the music video? Did you see the video? So fucking funny. So I love that all three of them pitched together. They all got up to the mound, kind of like lined up. There's a little bit of space in between them, right? So when they're about to do, they all kind of like were in sync when they did like the leg raise and they're about to throw the pitch. And then for some fucking reason, Sana just threw her pitch to like the one that was receiving Momo's, like the catcher receiving Momo's pitch. Mm. So it was like two balls going towards him.
Oh, gosh.
Hers was so off. Like it went completely left. I was like, ah, Sana, damn it. But it's like typical Sana. It's like, what can you do? And I felt the secondhand embarrassment. I'm like, damn it, Sana. But it was like funny, cute. Because if anything, if there was going to be someone messing up, it would be her.
Right.
To be honest. So I feel like no one was really that surprised
right.
at the same time. But it was just really funny. And she just like, you know, they just laughed it off, took a picture with the catchers, I think, that that caught the balls mm-hmm. for them. It was really cool. I mean, a lot of stuff was going on. I think there was a lot of different fans, like, of course, like celebrity fans, too. Mm-hmm. Even like people from here, I think, was it Bill Murray?
I don't know. I didn't see.
Who did Groundhog Day?
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Yeah, he was there. I saw a picture of Bill Murray. Oh, one of our friends sent, like, I think I saw it too, like on her story too, but I remember one of our friends even sent it was Ryujin was there. Mm. And I remember there's like, you know, especially in Japan, you're going to get the mascot Dodger Pikachu.
Yeah, so cute.
That one's always running around. But yeah, so like it was really cool. It's really cute, especially because like all of Misamo, each of them had their own custom jerseys, right?
LA Dodgers.
Their Dodger jerseys. It was really cool and cute. I remember looking at the numbers and like I didn't piece together or I didn't research it enough. But I was wondering how come they chose those specific numbers, some of them. I can't remember off the top of my head, but that's maybe something I will look into later on because I was just pretty curious about that. Overall, I want my own Sana jersey for Dodgers because
I do
have a Sana jersey. That's correct. Shout out to our friend Han that was able to grab that for us. Han and MJ when they went and saw them in when they went to the fan meet in Korea. Because the last theme was like they had the baseball jerseys. Mm-hmm. Like I know they had one previously before like years ago, but so this is the newer one, which is like white and baby blue. So I like it a lot. I can't wait to finally use it. I'll probably wear it. I should just wear it out.
You should just wear it.
F it.
You always wear like different K-pop shirts out.
That's
true.
What the fuck? What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
I have Ohtani baseball jerseys.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll do that. Sorry, Sana. Let's move on now to New Jeans or NJZ.
New Jeans.
New Jeans. Oh boy. I know I went off like last week. I felt like
I had a lot to vent about.
Feel
like you always vent about them
whenever
now.
They come up because you know what the thing is. It's just like it sucks because like I'm a huge fan.
Obviously you had a fan call with them and you have signed stuff by them.
We hung out basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Video chatted. We're so cool. Yep. Like you know me and Minji and Hani. We were like this and everything. But even freaking Hidden did like Omona for me.
Yeah.
Like it was. It's like those are like I never
the
knew.
Happy days.
Those were the good old days. Oh, I didn't know that we'd be getting to this point because I mean it sucks just because I'm still a huge fan of the girls and everything.
Right.
I'm just not a fan of the situation and everything that's been like
and
happening.
How it's handled.
It's been handled the worst. This is probably like obviously this is unprecedented, but this will probably be like a case study in the future for like what to do, what not to do. For both the legal teams and like legal cases in the future and also for K-pop and K-pop companies in the future, right? Groups and companies.
Right.
It's just this will be like this is like the testament for like that will start everything and kind of like rewrite a lot of different things going on. And you know, like because New Jeans, a lot of you should know this. If you're like one of the new listeners, thank you for still being here and listening to us like all the way here. But New Jeans was my ultimate group.
Yeah, literally.
Number one. Yep. Like, couldn't be touched by Twice after, exactly. Like, I had the fan call and everything. And I love Twice. Twice was up there. But like, and I've had serious post-concert depression with Twice. I couldn't even imagine if, like, New Jeans actually, you know, all this didn't happen and they actually had a world tour.
Sucks.
My post-concert depression would be crazy for them, probably.
Right.
But that's not going to happen. Because, I mean, they're going to be doing NJZ now and, you know, it's just...
They're in China now, guys.
Like, it's going to be... I mean, like, here's, like, the interesting thing too, about this. Apparently, like, they already have started trademarking registrations for their new name, including for, like, a logo for merchandise.
Oh, my God.
I'm worried. I'm like, Are you able to do this if you're still, like, this other, this trial is not done?
Man, they don't care. They don't care anymore.
Like,
they've not
Our
cared
lawyer
ever.
Friend, like, Han was explaining a lot of things to me. I'm like, oh my God, this is getting worse and worse.
They
and
it's never like, care.
I mean, first, like, in a way, it's like, I think it's best they do as much as they can now, right? For, like, their rights for the injunction for working, because they need to work and make a living. But, like, once the actual trial starts after this injunction, it's like, oh man, this is going to be a while. This might take longer than a lot of us expected, and there's going to be so many different things and so many different levels and aspects of stuff going on. But it's like, when I see them, it's like, man, I have to remind myself, I like New Jeans. I love New Jeans. I don't know how I feel about NJZ, right? Because they're different. We haven't even heard their music yet. So I can't even...
We'll see.
I love New Jeans because of... Okay, I love them because of the concept, the style, like even their choreography, it's like in sync, but not in sync because everyone does their own style while they're like choreography, which is another cool niche like a lot of groups never did before. And also the music. It's the music.
Right.
As much as insane and crazy freaking Min Hee Jin is, like all the producers and everyone that worked on New Jeans' music, it was obviously targeted towards our generation, like the music, the styling, like even like their first season's greetings was the freaking Home Alone camera. What
exactly.
the F?
Yes.
Who else is that
they
targeted?
They weren't even born
Who
yet.
Is that targeted towards? It's our generation.
Exactly.
Okay, it's like millennials in the West. It's not just regular millennials. It's literally people here in the West, America, or globally. Like, you know, so I that's why. It's like a really hard fall from grace, I feel like, for New Jeans. That's why they're still top five. It's like crazy because like one of our other friends who loved New Jeans too, but because he kind of hates them now, especially because he loves Islet, and like all the stuff that happened towards Islet was because of New Jeans. Like all this, like we've talked about how like even one of the managers had to go get therapy because of like all
that
these
sucks.
Death threats and all this, like, you know, all the psychological stuff that came with it, because Islet was under attack and we saw Islet cry in front of our eyes.
That's why
here in LA.
It's so sad because they're young too,
because there's a lot of stuff that happened between them, and you know, they were getting thrown out and buried with all, like, you know, Bunnies. I'm not going to lie. Bunnies are kind of the same level of crazy as Blinks and some Army.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I'm like, dang.
Right.
Chill. We need to chill chill here. And I feel like sometimes you could see the generational like thought process and gap in amongst like the ages of some of like the people making arguments or whatever. Like, I'm like, go ahead. I mean, everyone is entitled to their own opinion and stuff. Just stop, like, I don't know. Something about it, it's just rubs me off the wrong way, obviously. And it's just like, I just wish New Jeans is still here. And it's like when NJZ performs, I really doubt that they're going to be allowed to perform their old songs. So we don't know how their new songs are going to be. That's why I stan and I stan New Jeans.
Right, not NJZ.
NJZ, like, I don't know yet.
Like, we don't know. Like,
I can't judge them based on, like, I know their background, but the music might not be the same.
Let's see. They're debuting this month, like the end of this month,
so that's why, we're going to have to wait till Complex Con Hong Kong happens and we kind of have an idea of what's going on. And another, one of the other reports that, because I don't know why they're, like, dropping more reports. They shouldn't. Because I feel like it's not helping them anymore, to be honest, with all this, you know, because HYBE has kept so many receipts on them. So one of the thing was Danielle, I guess during some interview or something, had had reported, I guess maybe they're trying to get more emotional appeal and stuff. Like, they had...
Like, oh, pity, like, me?
Yeah, like, oh, we had to report bathroom breaks.
Uh-huh.
And?
So it was like school?
And then apparently, like, Min Hee Jin knew about this. She was, like, quote-unquote shocked when she heard about the way that they lived as trainees.
Oh, come on.
Bitch, Min Hee Jin, you were there during SM, during Shiny.
Right.
You know exactly how the living conditions are. They were probably even worse back then.
Yeah, they don't get their own rooms.
She knows. She's just trying to, like, it sucks. She's, like, I feel like she really is, like, manipulating and trying to, like, emotionally appeal to the members and just trying to say, like, stuff that they want to hear just to make sure that they're on her side, kind of thing. It sucks because when she said that, she's like, I'm like, how are you surprised? You have been in the industry. You were, like, in it like deep with like shiny.
Right.
And with then like I feel like her styling of freaking Taemin that Taemin was still like uncomfortable with.
Right.
That he's talked about.
Topless.
Yeah, like
when he's like
and he's like an underage mangne still at that time. So she's been in it for years. The other part that like kind of rubbed me off the wrong way for that too was like Danielle. There may be multiple reasons why they do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be honest, like, okay, you have to report your bathroom breaks because, I mean, first off, you're an employee under them and, like, the way how important you guys are, they kind of have to keep tabs of wherever you guys are sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, like, she may have thought about it, like, oh, this is too much. To be honest, it's not too much because that's part of your, probably, like, your contract obligations.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the only idols that... this is happening to.
Mm-hmm.
You think this is the first time it's happening and it's just you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's not. Like, I'm sure not just HYBE, but SMYG, they've probably tracked and done this for all their idols, right?
Yeah, maybe.
And then the other thing is, you have to think of it from a safety perspective. Because if you remember, there's Sae-sung's camping out for when and HYBE went to the restroom.
They
didn't even have their manager there. They just went to the restroom. And thank God some of the managers went to check on them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there was a fucking crazy Sae-sung in there like grabbing and like basically like harassing them in their restroom.
Right.
This if that happened, of course, like the level of security and like worries will go up for the company because you guys are the assets.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are important. Like as like I know, like I said, assets in terms of like, of course, the value of like how important you are for the company in terms of that. But of course, like from a safety perspective as people, I'm sure the company didn't, like regardless of how much money they make off you, they don't want you to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want something bad to happen to you. Then that's also on them. Like, oh, like they didn't take good care of their idols. Like they didn't like,
mm-hmm.
you know, if something were to happen because stuff has happened. There's a reason why they do all this stuff.
Right.
So I feel like them saying that is like, you know, like we've been talking about like the immaturity level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you have to before you say anything, why don't you think about it first?
And because, like, I mean, having a bathroom break is a good thing because, like, what happens there? Like, oh, you're not allowed to go pee.
Which is probably what happened with some of the fucking, like, first and second gen groups that we don't even know about.
Can't
like,
use the restroom.
Like, no, let's finish this first or learn this. I mean, you just have to say when you're going to use the restroom. What's the big deal? When we're in school, we say that we do that.
Yeah.
We can't just leave the classroom.
Exactly.
We tell the teacher.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. So that's why I was like, I don't know why this was even brought up. That's why I was like, oh my, I rolled my eyes, to be honest.
Hmm.
It's just like, yeah, like, it's not that big a deal.
Right.
But of course, like I said, like, it's kind of like a generation gap. And that's why a lot of people are also, I don't know why people are upset about this too. Those people who are upset, you guys need to really take a reality check and really think about things before, like, you just side with them for everything.
Honestly, I feel like the younger generation now are more soft. They get, like, so butthurt over the smallest things.
I know that doesn't go for
it's
all of you.
It's not for all, but majority that I see online or just, like,
the
even
ones that
in person
making
and stuff,
like, arguments
just, like,
and, like, don't defend anything. That, like, you don't have to defend yourself for every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
no one's
this is why you
me.
Can't. That's why we don't have the Chappelle Show, The Office. None of these shows would work these days.
Yeah, because everyone gets offended now.
So, I mean, the cancel culture is also very real these days, too. But there's my vent for New Jeans for this week.
Oh, God.
That's my, not Ted's talk, that's my Joko talks for New Jeans. I mean, like, because like I said, the only reason why I'm, like, more upset about it is because they're, like, my favorite group.
Right, of course.
So
I'd be angry, too.
It's, like, upsetting. I've purchased I've supported
angry.
So much stuff, like, hey, if you go to my office room, I have Hayden, Hani, and Minji looking down on me through like their pickets. I have like three or four different like shelves dedicated to New Jeans.
I feel like he bought most of their merch too.
I have a lot of their stuff. Like I'm fully supportive of New Jeans, but now this whole NJZ thing. Now it's like, we'll see. We just have to see what happens. This is why they're just like they're probably the last on my top five, my bottom part of my top five now. But yeah, that's it. I digress. New Jeans, NJZ. There you go. This is now a good time to also take a bathroom break.
Yeah, please tell us if you're using the restroom.
A water break. Stay hydrated. And yes, you have to report to me and Haley when you are using the bathroom.
Okay.
And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And Haley, tell us where they can check us out and also where to report their bathroom breaks.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes, and I think now it's time for BTS and Stray Kids. BTS was fun.
Yeah, we did watch J-Hope's behind the scene, like Bangtang Bomb is what they call it, for his Bangtang Bomb for all his like dance challenges that he did for Sweet Dreams.
They showered us, first of all, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere, social media, YouTube. Like, it was raining J-Hope.
With all these multiple idols that we love.
J-Hope dance challenges. With all of these idols. It was blew my mind. We're like, oh my God, there's Son from 80s. Oh my God. Of course he would do it with Yunjin. Because, I mean, Yunjin was featured in one of his songs before.
Taemin. Nikki.
Twice.
Right.
Oh my God. ARMY once went nuts when they had Momo and Nayeon.
Right.
We had Karina. Because Karina does everything these days, apparently. Yep. She's everywhere. Props to her. Of course, yeah, you're going to get the guys from HYBE. You're going to get Enhypen. You're going to get TXT involved.
Hoshi and Woozi.
And Seventeen, of course. So, especially because they have their comeback. But we'll go kind of go down the line. We watched the video. If you haven't checked it out, especially if you're a multi-stan like us, watch it.
It's really fun to watch. It's enjoyable
to see these things. Oh, it's so heartwarming, and it makes me all fuzzy inside.
Especially like the behind the scenes where they're like having to teach the other idols their dance. J-Hope did a lot. I feel like he has like a whole folder of idols that he's done this dance challenge with.
And it's amazing.
I was like, wow, he really like went like each day, probably that week, he had like a different idol over at HYBE, or he went to their like studio as well.
Right. And the cool part is you got to see why these idols are idols.
Yeah.
They learn the song and the choreo so fast.
So quick.
Like, it would take me like half a day. to probably learn it. And then they're like learning it in like less, like maybe like half
minutes,
an hour, if not
maybe.
At the max. But it was super fun.
And also Jin. He also did it with Jin, of course.
Of course. But we'll get to that. We're going to go in order. But it's just really fun to see. It's a really great episode, to be honest, too. So check it out if you're curious. Even if you're just curious about it. If you're not even a full ARMY, I'm sure you may be a once. I'm sure you might be an Aitini,
right.
A MOA, Engin.
Yep.
Like, go down the
Carrot.
Line. A MAI.
Yep.
Like, so there's plenty of reasons.
A Shawol.
Oh, boy. So let's do this. So J-Hope. This is for, of course, his Sweet Dreams dance challenge. Of course, Haley told us it's, if you want to check out, it's their Bangtan TV, you know, their YouTube channel. This Bangtan Bomb kind of thing, right? So first up on the list in order, it started with Yunjin, of course, Le Sserafim. So it was cool seeing her. And I love, thank you, K-pop and HYBE and Source for making her like a red-haired, orange-haired
again. I feel like she could be born with that color.
She looks so good. I think she's for sure. I think she might be top three, top five. Actually, she might be top three girls.
I feel like his always changes around. I'm just like, okay, I can't keep
up.
No,
because Sana's always there, though. Sana's
always
top three.
Yeah, Sana's
always
there, but everyone else is just like,
maybe right
whoever.
Maybe right now Yunjin is on top again just because she finally changed her hair. So it's like Yunjin, like, right next to Sana, and then Jennie's right there. Then again, Jennie's been wearing all these crazy revealing outfits, so maybe all three of them are just tied. It's a three-way tie. Anyway, so yeah, Yunjin started off. It was really nice to see her and, of course, dance with J-Hope. Next, of course, Worldwide Handsome.
He's so funny.
He is funny because literally when they're filming him, he's literally always in his, like, same pajama sweats.
Like, he's always comfy. He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't care. And he was, quote unquote, was saying, like, what's going on? I just want to live a normal life. Like, he's like, he doesn't want to do any of these dance challenges or anything. He's like, I just want to live a normal life. I've been successful.
Sorry, you can't do that, Jin, because you're still an idol.
Not for, maybe in the next few years or so. Then you can move over here to LA with all of us.
Yeah, and then you can do whatever you want.
And then he could live his normal life, maybe being a Twitch streamer, playing Maple Story.
Yeah, that's all he wants to do.
So, yeah, he that's so funny. That's, like, what he said to J-Hope. And basically, like, J-Hope was like, yeah, just do your own thing. Just go relax.
Yeah,
like, do a relaxed thing. And he was relaxed AF.
He was. But then, like, it's so cute because J-Hope, I feel like he always, like, praises Jin when he's like, oh, Jin, yeah, Jin.
Yeah,
like, when
because of all the years of yelling at him
because, like,
back in the day.
You guys, like, well, which one was it? American Hustle, I think it was.
All those early stuff, man.
All the early stuff. It was J-Hope. And then because Jin didn't really know how to dance.
He was the worst one for sure.
He asked J-Hope specifically, like, can you help me? Like, help me get this choreo down. And he would practice up until like 5 in the morning. Like, constantly until he got the choreo. And he would always go to J-Hope for help.
Easily.
That's why J-Hope, it's like...
It's cute, right?
It's so cute.
I feel like if you're like an army and you follow them and watch... At least watch all these old stuff. Mm-hmm. You really appreciate it more because
Jin is such a hard worker.
The amount of work Jin has to put in, and the amount of work that J-Hope had to put in to Jin, it's like he's like a proud dad.
Exactly. Watching Jin, because like he got it pretty fast, like the footwork.
He's just really relaxed and chill about it. But yeah, because I mean, the footwork is actually really
confusing.
It could be confusing. It's definitely like the higher difficulty.
Intricate, yeah.
It's really cool. I like it too. It's like chill, but like Haley said, it was pretty intricate. So it was really fun. And I want to learn this too, to be honest.
We should.
Let's go on. So after Worldwide Handsome, yes, my fellow once, we were blessed. If you're an army once, you were double blessed. Mm-hmm. Because Nayeon and Momo... They came to do the challenge. They said, Nayeon came in. She's like, oh, this is my first time at HYBE. And Momo's like, yeah, me too.
Bitch
Momo, you were there for fucking 17.
Yeah, then like, with you brought Boo, your dog.
Because you danced with Sungkwan Boo. Mr. Boo himself.
She maybe like Boo. Her memory is like, she just forgot.
Something is wrong with Momo. She's like malfunctioned with all the stuff going on. But Momo, you were there. Nayeon, it was probably her first time.
Yeah.
So they were saying like, oh, this is my first time. And they came straight from China. So J-Hope even said that himself. He's like, I heard you came straight from China. Yeah. So he's like really thanking them. Even at the end of the dance challenge, he was like bowing on his knees. Right. They're just like laughing. So, I mean, there's a mutual respect because they kind of debuted around the same time. And they're part of the huge Gen 3 groups.
Right.
And plus, remember all those, oh my gosh, all those old award shows and the amount of freaking interactions. Yep. That's what I used to live for. Like pre-pandemic and pandemic, Haley knows this. I used to just watch all these interaction videos of Twice and BTS. Yep. It's like fueled me. Mm-hmm. So my Delulu was fueled for that.
And the beef between Jimin and Jonghyun.
Oh my God. And then all the stuff going on with like Tae also and, you know, apparently like dating Tui and all these other things. It's just, you know, there's so much stuff going on. But it's, and plus, like, you know, even during interviews for some of these award shows, they put them right next to each other.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, freaking, I remember, like, BTS was singing Twice songs or dancing Twice songs, vice versa as well, right? So they've come a long way, and it's really cool to kind of see this, the mutual respect. You could tell they both really respect each other.
Right.
Like, because they know the different, how huge of a impact and how huge they are in like the whole K-pop world community, basically. So that was really cool. It's like when like two giants like collided kind of thing. What is my note here? We did it because
Like at first when they did the dance challenge with Momo and Nayeon, he was in the front, but then they rewatched the video
and
take.
J-Hope was like, I don't like this. I'm like blocking them. They're our guests, which is like, you know.
He's like, I should be in the back.
Even Nayeon and Momo seem like they're okay with it, but J-Hope's like, no, this is not, which is cool.
It. Yeah, I mean, of course.
Props to J-Hope because like, so I think, like, he really takes care of the guests.
He always ended up being in the back when there was like more than one person
with him. Except for Jin.
I mean, because there's only two of them.
Like, Jin, get behind me. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so that was really cute too. So like he made sure that they were in the front. And like Haley said, I think after that, yeah, they for sure like had the guests like either right next to him or like in front. Because next up on the list after that was Nicki. Of course, he's the dancing machine of ENHYPEN.
Oh my God, he has so much swag.
He loves this song too, he said. Yeah, he really likes the song. I mean, who doesn't? This song is so good. Yeah, the amount of this man needs to share the swag with the world.
He's so good.
He just sweats and like exudes swag.
Yeah, and then like... I mean, he's still young, too. And then if you guys know...
He's a giant, though. Now.
Yeah,
it's insane.
He's super tall. But then, like, ENHYPEN are, like, the babies for...
They're HYBE's babies right now. For the guys.
For the guys. And then, like, when they were on Island, they had BTS as guests. And they were, like... they're gods for them, basically. Like, they really looked up to them. So it's so cool that they get to do dance challenges together.
And
now.
I'm sure Nicki was super excited about it. In the way he dressed, so much swag.
Yeah.
Double belts.
Double belts.
Sagging jeans again. Like, baggy jeans. It was pretty cool. And then right after that, TXT talking about another group that obviously looks up to freaking BTS. And they're actually from Big Hit.
Right.
So the Big Hit
the
origin stories.
Brothers, yeah.
Yeah. TXT, Yeonjun. Mm-hmm. This man looks like he just woke up too.
Yeah, he's always like that. He's always just like man. Bare face and like
in like aloof. Clothes. Like yep. He's just here.
Yep.
He's just
like,
there.
I'm here.
It's like someone just placed him there all the time and he's just kind of like surprised.
he always kills it though.
But yeah, oh my God. Talk about dancing machines too, this man. So yeah. Like. Easily. And then like he has his, I feel like TXT too, they have their own type of like, it's like a different type of swag.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can tell it's like hit the, it's like, yeah, because like I feel like in Hypen, Nicki's swag is like
like
gangster
Hyunjin,
like
kind of.
Like gangster ish
yeah, yeah,
like Hyunjin ish too, like, but TXT is like a clean like preppy but like cool, like a slick like swag,
right? It's like when Yeonjun dances, I feel like it's he makes it look like it's effortless kind of thing.
Easily.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really cool. Then talk about going to another, because this was all obviously at HYBE's studio. This is where J-Hope took a trip, and he went to SM's.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine, who would he dance with at SM?
I wonder.
Of course, it is Karina herself of Aespa, and because she always does all the dance challenges,
she's
like on all these TV shows, she does everything.
Yeah.
And then J-Hope even said too, like he even quoted, or not quoted, but like he mentioned too, he was like, you were so busy, like,
yeah,
you always
like
so busy
out
doing stuff
that day too.
Yeah, so
something.
It's like, oh my God, he's like, thank you so much, he's like, you know, bowing to like for like giving him
the time. Right.
And then, you know, like, I think she was, like, she's one of the few ones where, like, she kind of messed up the choreo. And, like,
yeah.
But J-Hope's, like, really good because, like, he knows, like, you know, they're doing him a favor.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, oh, no, don't worry. Don't even worry.
Of
like,
course they're not going to
like,
get mad.
Like, I'll just show you and all this stuff, of course. Like, you know, he's just very patient and as much time as she needs kind of thing. So it was really cool seeing, like, you know, how, like, respectful they are, especially the global and, like, how huge BTS
they're
and
J-Hope
is.
They're always humble, though.
And then, so after that, a former SM artist, Taemin, I mean, solo, he's on under,
right.
I forgot what company it is
BPM,
now.
BPM, I think it's called.
And then, it was really, oh, Taemin is Taemin.
Right, he's the dancing machine.
Of all the damn, like, everyone that J-Hope danced with, you do not have to worry about teaching this man the choreo.
Right, he's got it in 1 second.
And it's Taemin, so he has his own flavor.
He does.
It's like very, like, interpretive ballet, and like so smooth.
Right.
The way he moves is like a ghost. Like, I don't know.
He just floats.
He's just like, yeah, like it's so. And then like J-Hope knows this because he is his. Is it Sunbae?
Yeah.
Like for him, for J-Hope, she looked up to Shiny.
Yeah.
Shiny was the one that paved the way for like some of the best dancers. Mm-hmm. Before, like,
especially
you know, dancing's
for
got
Jimin,
clean.
He loves Taemin.
So it's like, yeah, it's almost like J-Hope was dancing with Jimin in a way, too.
Honestly,
it was kind of cool.
Like, when Taemin came out, because, like, he has, like, a similar hairstyle that Jimin always had, I was like, people were, even in the comments on the video, they were like, oh my God, my heart dropped because I thought it was Jimin for a second.
Then you realize the height.
Yeah, and then like, you realize the height and what, like,
you're like, that's definitely not Jimin. And then, you know, he has his own swag. And he's the one that even told, like, J-Hope, oh, let's end it like this. Like, we should bow to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was really cool. And then the really, really cool part that you could tell, like, because I feel like you said, there's some people that are, like, newer ARMY or, like, different generation, like, the younger generation.
Right.
Like, who's that?
Yeah.
You could tell he's someone important, like Taemin, because J-Hope asked
so
him
much.
Asked him for advice.
Yeah.
At the end, right? So it's like, oh, man, like, J-Hope did not ask anything of anyone. From, like, besides this guy, like...
Right. How do you think we should end it? I mean, he asked
some. No, I'm talking about, like, even advice for, like, tours and
oh,
performing.
That's
it's just, like,
oh,
in general.
Right.
Like, he was just asking
because
for, like...
Because Taemin was like, oh, you're going on tour soon.
Like, yeah, do you... And then
J-Hope was like, yeah, do you have any advice? And then Taemin was like, you're already really good. So,
you're
like,
good and,
yeah.
Like, you're bigger than I am. So,
yeah.
If anything, I
he
should
said,
get
fine.
Advice from you.
Yeah. So, that's but, really cute because they're both, like, really humble.
So, the amount of respect that BTS has, especially, you know, for all their all the groups before them, Shiny,
right,
Big Bang, like, just remember this, they respect them too, like, so we got to sprinkle some respect on them as well.
Exactly.
After Taemin, after that stop, was I think there's two more stops, right?
Yep.
80s San.
This was so random.
That was random, but it was really
cute.
It's funny because San is just like a little teddy bear.
He's so muscular.
He's so
and
scary, intimidating
looking, but he's so sweet. He's like the greenest flag.
He's so soft spoken. He's like, and like he's just like really like, you can tell he's shy and all
he's
this
shy.
Stuff. And the funny part was like, the one that stuck in my head for this part was like, he was, J-Hope was like, oh, how should we end this? Like, how do you want to end the dance challenge? Yeah. He's like, I
want
a hug.
He's like, I want to be hugged.
I want to be
hugged. Oh,
and then like, so he just like at the end of the dance, I mean, obviously 80s is very good too.
Yeah,
dancers.
Of course.
I feel like every group from generation 4 and gen 5, that's like, you have to be good at dancing.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that. And then, they killed it, and literally Han opened up his arms, and then they
San.
Just
he said Han.
Sorry, San opened his arms, and then they just floated towards each other,
and they were like giggling and stuff.
It was so funny.
Laughing.
It was so funny. It was so gay in a good way. It was really funny as hell. And last but not least, oh boy, yes, Woozy and Horong himself,
Hoshi,
because of course they were just also promoting for Beam, like the you know their little unit, so. They did a dance challenge with J-Hope, and of course, they kind of killed it.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I think Hoshi didn't. I think he messed up, but then right after he messed up, he wanted to repractice
it.
He did it right there.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as they finished it, he turned to the mirror with Woozy, and they went straight into it. And I think even J-Hope was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, shocked. Like, like. He's like, was this the one where he's like, he said he didn't have to worry about them? Like, oh, they're good dancers.
Yeah.
Did he meant he commented that too.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, with the amount of members that 17 has, you would think like there's a weakness somewhere. No weakness.
No, yeah, they're really good.
It's insane. And obviously, like 17, like kind of debuted around the same time, right? They're like brothers in terms of, like the generation for BTS.
Yeah, it's like a little bit after BTS.
Just like they're kind of like slightly after, but around the same generation. Mm-hmm. Plus 17 is like probably second or third amongst like how huge, like like the biggest boy groups after BTS. So it's really cool. So Carrot, Army Carrot's super excited
of
about
course.
That too. What a great episode. If you have seen some of the dance challenges, which I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you have definitely seen some of the dance challenges.
There's so many. Oh,
because like it just pops up on your algo. Then you should check out this video. Really good. Then Haley, we have last but not least, your Stray Kids.
Yes. So actually, they are celebrating a lot of anniversaries this month of March. So on March 18th, they celebrated their 5th Japanese anniversary. So they debuted in Japan on March 18th. So it's their 5th year.
I can't believe it's their 5th anniversary for Japan.
Right.
I feel like I remember when they just debuted for Japan.
I
that's kind of wild.
Why.
Wow.
So and then for their actual anniversary for Stray Kids, like when they debuted as Stray Kids, it's March 25th and it will be their 7 years already. Ooh. Oh my God. But we already know that they renewed their contract and stuff. Also, it's Hyunjin's birthday today, March 20th.
Oh, dang. We're talking about birthday. You know who else is a March 20th birthday? My girl, Ruka.
There we go.
The leader and the oldest member of Baby Monster.
Yes.
And my other girl, Belle from Kiss of Life. We got a lot of March 20 birthdays.
Yes.
I don't know how I remembered them, but I remember.
Because you're like, oh, because I think I remember you seeing that. And
I
like,
saw
oh.
a ton of Ruka birthday posts. So I knew
like,
for sure.
Oh, that's the same as Hyunjin's birthday. It's like for some reason you remembered it was Hyunjin's birthday too. March
Ruka, 20th. Ruka, happy birthday. I missed Baby Monster. See you sad again.
So also, this is also about Hyunjin, because we all know that he's like the prince of Versace, but and like his queen, basically, that loves him, Prince Hyunjin, Donatella, she actually stepped down as creative director recently. So
a little surprising, to be honest.
Surprising, but
then at
the same
time, nowhere,
she's
but she's old. Yes. She's getting up there for sure.
So, like, of course, being, like, super close to Donatella, he did post on his story and was like, I'm so proud of you, Donatella Versace. And, like, obviously, like, said his thanks to her. Because, you know, like, honestly, Donatella, like, treats Hyunjin like royalty. And then she, like, a little bit about her. She's been with Versace for 28 years. And, like, this is, like, her official announcement that she's going to step down as the role. But she is still going to be working
of
with
course. She's
going to
be, like, a consultant
she's
kind of thing,
chief
right? Or something.
Brand ambassador now.
Oh, so she's like, yes, I'm the same as Hyunjin.
Exactly.
Me and Hyunjin are brand ambassadors together.
I mean, I'm glad like she's not leaving the scene because she...
Well, she can't.
She looks after them so well. Like, I feel like all everyone under her...
There's no way she can.
No, yeah.
It's just like that's Vera Wang, too. Like, exactly. You know, like a lot of them, too. Like, it's just... This is their thing. They're like the icons of these specific like huge brands.
Exactly. And then like a little bit about the Dominate mixtape that we'll be releasing soon. They did drop a lot of music video teasers for each subunit or for each unit group. So go check those out there on YouTube. And they did also post them on their Instagram. I'm really excited about the different concepts they're going to be doing. So for Changbin and Ian, they're going to be having like a combination because like Changbin is obviously known for like powerful rap. And then Ian has like those sweet vocals. So like the description was like a combination of powerful rap and sweet vocals.
That's literally that's the combination. That's the description
for their song.
And I then, like how you use the description as your own description.
Yes.
Oh my god.
And then for Bangchan and Hyunjin, so like I think after we recorded last week's episode, because I was like, man, I hope it's like Red Lights 2.0, and then I got confirmation like after we finished recording that it is going to be Red Lights
2.0. I cannot breathe.
In a sense that it's going to be like more mature sounding and sensuous mood.
That just means it's a thirst trap song.
I love it.
And very much sexy time.
So it's called sexy Escape. Time. Yes. And then they did have a preview teaser of this as well. And there's going to be chains again.
I wonder where.
Wrists? On their necks?
On the necks? And on their feet?
What's interesting, though, is that the director who made Red Lights for Bangchan and Hyunjin is going to be the one working for the MV Escape.
You're shitting me.
No.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, then
so that's why.
This will be a treat for all stay.
So ready.
Calm your tits, Haley. This. Haley's tits
I
are not calm.
Calm.
You're not tits?
I'm not tits calm. Okay. And then so like also with the release of all these new unit state or unit songs, Stray Kids did say that they will be performing all of these unit songs for like the fall, like all the rest of the world tour Dominate. So like, you know how they already had it like in Australia and then like some parts of Asia. So for like the North American part and then some of like Latin America, Europe, they'll be performing the unit songs. I don't know if this is exactly going to be in place or like replacing their 8 solo songs because technically there's only 4 unit songs. I don't know if they're going to like add more later on. But I was like, I hope they don't get rid of the 8 solo songs because I wanted to see Bangchan strip on stage for Railway. Like, does that mean that they're taking it away completely? The article that came out with it was kind of like confusing to me because it sounded like they were going to replace it with the unit song. So, I mean, we'll get a taste of it soon because I think they're going to be touring again. I can't remember what part of the world they'll be performing in. But yeah, so that's it.
Wow. I feel like that was a heavy dose this week. Anything else, Haley?
No, I said that's it. I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah.
Mic drop. She's done. Everyone, she's done. Thank you for everyone who's still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in. We really much appreciate all the listens. And I mean, we have like monthly, it's kind of crazy to think there's like 7,000 listeners. 7,000 to 8,000 of you listening to this. Wow.
You guys. Yeah, who wants to listen to us?
Apparently 8,000 people who are just as deranged as us. So thank you for tuning in. Not just deranged. K-pop stans. Mm-hmm. K-pop lovers.
I feel like K-pop one of our friends always uses that word. Deranged.
K-pop enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell and give us a rating wherever you're tuning in. And don't forget, you could also chat with us about how enthusiastic you are about K-pop, mm-hmm. your groups, and whatever stuff you want to send us. Where can they do this, Haley?
On Instagram, at Permission to Stand Podcast.
So with that said, thank you, everyone. Stay safe. Please take care. And as always,
peace.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.